950 authorized contracts as required with eight service firms for right-of-way appraisal and acquisition and relocation projects that are funded through federal aid.
Okay, Mr. Carlson.
Again, as described in this ordinance, PBOT requires professional, technical, and expert right-of-way services to support specific project requirements, the majority of which are not yet known. PBOT needs to have these services which specifically meet federal requirements when federal funds through ODOT grants that impact the right-of-way are awarded to the city. As with the previous agenda item, flexible services contracts provide an uninterruptible supply of needed contractors, and PBOT does not have in-house expertise for right-of-way appraisal services. Using an open and competitive procurement process, PBOT advertised an RFP and received 11 proposals, of which 8 were selected, 5 for appraisal services and 3 for acquisition and relocation services. 3 of the 8 firms selected are minority women and emerging small businesses, and they are Epic Land Solutions for appraisal services, Jarvis Appraisal for acquisition and relocation services, and McEldowney and Associates for acquisition and relocation services. This ordinance authorizes 8 contracts for a maximum of $100,000 each, and the total contract authority for all contracts is $800,000.
Right. So you did a lot better in terms of MWESB participation on this because it's work that doesn't require a PE stamp. So that's one of the reasons. You also did a good job on outreach. But
how many minority firms?
3 out of the 8.
No, that's 3 out of all 3 categories. How many minority firms?
Oh, as opposed to women?
Yes.
I don't know off the top of my head. I'm sorry. I can get back to you on that.
Do you want to set this one over 2 and just do them together? Because they were able to achieve the goals a little better in this case.
I think that would be helpful to just look at that. And also I'm wondering why wasn't there a minority evaluation public input process into this procurement?
For the financial impact statement?
No. Why is this different? There's probably a good answer, but this one didn't require the minority evaluator. The other one did. Why are they different?
There was a minority evaluator on the committee of 5.
It doesn't members. Say so in the ordinance.
Hi, Dave McEldowney. I'm the right-of-way acquisition supervisor. Yeah, we did go through the normal process, and we did have a minority evaluator as part of the panel.
It would be helpful in the future to just specify that because we want to. Thank you.
Yeah. So is there anyone who wants to speak on this one? So do you want to set this one over as well?
Unless you happen to know which it. What the 3 firms, are they minority women or emerging small business?
I think the question you had was you're separating out or making a differentiation between women and minorities. I don't believe there was any.
Any minority firms? The other 3 were women-owned firms?
I'm just guessing.
Just remembering that.
So let's find out. And
okay, let's find out. So
yeah,
there's no...
Jarvis, female, no.
Okay. Well, then what I would suggest, and it sounds like there's interest in this as well, let's set both of these over, give you a chance to come back with an amendment on the first one. But I'm hearing a pretty strong interest on the council on having a work session on this subject, not just obviously about PBOT, but we've got a lot of bureaus that are doing small on-call contracts, and it may be an opportunity area for us to improve performance. So it might be a useful exercise for more than one bureau.
Well, yes. In fact, while you were gone on City Business last week, Mayor, we had a contract with Moore Excavation and asked them why they were not.
I was here for that part.
Oh, you were.
I was not here for the afternoon. But yeah,
so that plays into it, too. The answer was we like to employ our employees. Well, this is public money. It needs to be put out for the public good.
Yeah.
We're going to have a my understanding from the auditor's schedule, Mayor, is that sometime around winter, maybe, we're going to get an audit of procurement services generally.
Right.
Maybe armed with that, we could come back and take a look at procurement and this as a piece of procurement and just see how we're doing generally and not limit it to PBOT.
Yeah, no, I don't think we should limit it to PBOT. So it sounds like what we ought to do in this case is come back in a week with the amendments for the first item. I don't necessarily see any reason to amend the second one myself, but come back with the one-year version of 949. Then we'll make sure that you and others that are doing this work are included in the work session. And I think you're right, Commissioner Fish, after the audit comes out would be a ripe moment for us to take up those questions with the procurement officer. So,
excuse me, Mayor and Commissioners. One of my big concerns here is that we need to have these contracts in place to work on federally funded projects where the money's coming through ODOT.
Right.
And we are not able to use our current contracts for that. So I believe it's actually kind of holding us back on some of our projects right now.
Okay, but if you come back next week and we keep the emergency clause on, yeah, you're good,
yeah,
to go, right?
I just wanted to throw that,
yeah,
out there.
No, we're not gonna deliberate ad nauseum on this set of contracts, but we want to use this set of contracts as part of the larger discussion.
Excellent.
Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then we'll set this over to next week as well. See you then. Thank you.